Hi, everyone. This is Lori Joyner from Lori Joyner Ministries. Welcome to my podcast, where we talk practically about all things discipleship related, such as where to find people to disciple, what to do on a typical discipleship appointment, and how to help our disciples grow in Christ. Whether you're just starting out or looking to sharpen your discipleship skills, you're in the right place. Well, hey, friends, it's Lori Joyner, your discipleship coach, and I'm beyond thrilled to share with you this next episode of Season 3, Discipleship Coach Kids Edition. But before I dive in, I have some exciting news. I just bought $500 worth of new podcast equipment because, drumroll, I'm going to start interviewing other moms to find out what they do to raise their children unto the Lord. I mean, I feel like you've gotten to hear kind of my best. I've shot my best bullets on this podcast, but there's so much more that you and I can learn and glean from other women of all stages and walks of life. So the kids edition of this podcast is now going to roll into doing some different interviews with different moms. We're going to be hearing from single moms, homeschool moms, moms of adult children, grandmothers, all different backgrounds and issues, so that together we can continue to help each other, encourage each other, and spur each other on in this endeavor of raising children unto the Lord. Now, before I jump in today, I need to talk briefly about how I need your help. If you're listening to this podcast, I'm asking you to help me get the word out. I will tell you, when all this equipment showed up on my porch on Friday afternoon, I was a bit intimidated. I was like, is this even going to work? I mean, do people even care what I'm trying to say? And I'm really not trying to get sympathy here. It's really what I thought. I thought, you know what, if I don't open all this equipment, I could still return it. But here we are. I'm moving forward a bit timidly, I got to tell you, because I just want to give it a shot. To tell you what, I want to learn from these moms. I have three moms already lined up. A grandmother that I admire, a homeschool mom that I admire, and a mom that has her children in public school and in a charter school. And what the great thing is with these other moms, they have daughters and I don't. So that's going to be a bonus for us, right? But here's the thing. I need your help. I need you to be with me if we're going to kind of turn the page and keep going down this journey. I need you with me in a few different ways. Okay, here's the first thing I need you to do. I need you to tell your family, your friends, and on all your social media platforms about this podcast, Your Discipleship Coach with Lori Joyner. Because here's the thing, nobody knows me but you, okay? I mean, nobody knows to go and search for Lori Joyner or search for Your Discipleship Coach. I'm just not that big yet. So unless you share this, it remains just us, but we could help others. So what you need to do is just go to the show, like today's episode, let's say, click on the link, and you can just text it to people. Literally, you can go to the show, you can tap on the little three little button icons at the top, and it'll say copy link, and it'll pop right up into a text message that you can just text your friends, text your family, or copy that link onto your Facebook page or any other platform you'd like to share this. Here's the thing. I'm more than happy to help just us, but our kids need more than that because they're going to marry other people. And wouldn't you want to know that their parents had put some of our ideas and principles in place with their kids? Our kids are going to have college roommates. My son's going to start high school next year. I'm thinking about he's going to be in college with a college roommate. And I would have hoped that those parents would have put some of these principles in place with their kids. Our kids are going to have coworkers. They're going to have neighbors. Wouldn't it be great if their parents who are raising these kids right now could hear some of this material about praying for their own kids out loud, sharing the gospel message with their kids, explaining to their kids that it's okay to be different, that we are set apart. We are the Lord's special people, as well as all the other topics I've covered this semester so far. So the number one way you can help me and help us really expand our message is to help me get the word out. The other thing I need from you is to subscribe to the show and leave a review. See, here's the thing. If people do type in, let's say, the word discipleship, or, you know, coach, discipleship coach, they're going to see different podcasts that would pop up. But if this one has a bunch of 5-star ratings, and if it has hundreds of subscribers and it has some glowing comments, they'll think, okay, well, I guess I'll give this one a listen. And as you know, I have shared the gospel and I will share it again on this podcast. And we want people to hear that. So you subscribing, leaving a 5-star review, leaving a comment about what you're getting from this actually helps us spread the gospel. And it helps us get this message to other people. I'm only one person. I went on my own podcast and I left a review, partly because I just needed to see how to do it so I could give you some direction. But there's not that many comments on there. Okay. There's some great 5-star reviews. And those of you that have left comments already, thank you. Thank you. But there's just a few of us. But I know there's lots more of you listening. So take a few minutes to do that. And I'm going to tell you how, and then you can even push pause on this podcast right now to do it. But here's the step-by-step instructions, because it wasn't easy for me to figure out. First of all, you just open the podcast app itself, the whole app. Then you got to choose search from the bottom row of icons. Don't just click on my show. You got to click search from the bottom row of icons and type in the name of the show, Your Discipleship Coach. Now the show will come up. You want to select my show. Don't go to the episodes. Select Your Discipleship Coach from the shows. Then you're going to scroll down. You're going to go past the first few episodes until you see ratings and reviews. And at that point, you click write a review. And you're going to get to write a review. You'll see that write a review place to click underneath other people's reviews. While you're there, you can also click that 5-star scale and please leave a 5-star rating. So you can always leave a 5-star rating, even if you don't feel like typing in a comment. That's okay. But the thing is that I have some big dreams for this podcast, future topics, products we may produce, but I cannot do it alone. I need you, and especially now as we turn this corner and begin to interview others. So if you can, pause me right now, subscribe to the show, leave a comment, and leave a 5-star review. So just as a review, you need to choose, open the podcast app, choose search from the bottom row of icons, enter the name of this podcast, Your Discipleship Coach, then select the show, not under episodes, you're selecting my show, and then you're going to scroll down past the first few episodes and leave your review. So today in this podcast, I'm commenting on a number of different topics that were items in my brainstorm list that I wanted to cover this season at some point, but each of them were not large enough. They weren't large enough on their own to have its own dedicated entire podcast. So I put all three together today. So this week, your Discipleship Coach Kids Edition tips are prayer, repetition, and some encouragement to you as the parent. I started this season on episode 1, talking about praying for your kids out loud each day. I mean, I talked at length about why to do this out loud each day on multiple levels. We saw why this was so important. So if you were not here yet for that episode, episode 1 of season 3, please go back and listen to that. But today I wanted to share a few more things I pray for my sons. And I would love for you to use them as well for your own kids. One of the things that I regularly pray for my 2 sons, they're both in junior high, is I pray for their future spouses, and I do this in front of them. I'll say something like, "Oh Lord, I pray that you'd bring a godly wife into Josh's life, that she would be a God-fearing woman who loves you with her whole heart." I also pray for my kids' friends in front of them. I'll say, you know, "Oh Lord, would you bring godly men and women into Josh and Jake's lives to always point them to you? I pray that their friends would be godly influence on them and that they would be godly influences on others." I also pray for their future careers. I will regularly say, "Lord, I pray that Josh and Jake would know their calling in life early and be able to have focus in their lives. I pray that you would put them in situations where they can expand and grow the God-given gifts and talents you have placed in them, and that they would have divine appointments and open doors to great careers where they can provide for their families and have a significant influence for you. I pray that they would walk closely with you to be able to walk into the good works you prepared in advance for them to get to walk in. I pray that everything they do would prosper and succeed for their benefit and ultimately for your glory. My friends, I even pray for their future children. You know that Deuteronomy 5:10 says that God lavishes his love on those who love him and obey his commands, even for 1,000 generations. So in front of my sons, I will pray, oh Lord, I pray Josh and Jake would walk with you. They would love you with their whole heart. They would obey your commands so that my grandchildren and their children and their children could be lavished with your love and blessings to the 1,000th generation. So keep praying for your kids. Pray out loud each day. Ask God to give you wisdom and insight as to what to pray. And feel free to use, you know, these different topics that I've mentioned today, such as future spouses, their friends, their future careers, even their future children in front of them. Number two, I wanted to talk about repetition. We need to understand that as our children are growing up, repetition is a good thing. You are explaining some of the same basic things to your kids monthly, yearly, in an ongoing way. For example, I regularly pray for my sons to live long lives and to lay up much treasure in heaven for God's glory. And if you happen to listen to the podcast where I talked about that the main time I pray for my kids is in the morning when I'm waking them up, you got to understand that I've got to pray for things more than once because they might not even been awake when I prayed it the first time, right? Or if they were awake, they were thinking about what they wanted to have for breakfast or some quiz coming up that day, or maybe their track tryout. So it's okay to have things that you regularly pray for your children over and over and over. You know, when my sons were in preschool, I was praying for them to be protected, to come home safe to their pillow at night. When my sons were in elementary, I prayed the same thing. I would say, Lord, I pray that you'd bring Josh home safely to his pillow tonight. Now that they're in junior high, I'm praying the same thing, that they would come home each day safe. Now, let me just ask you, what do you think I'll be praying for them in high school or college? That they would come home safely to abundant health and peace, their head laying on their pillow. My boys will remember that they had a mom and a dad praying over them, covering them with prayers. They'll remember their mom prayed that they would be filled with the Holy Spirit, covered with the blood of Christ, and delivered home safely each night. I pray that that becomes their prayer on their own, that they would wake up when they're adults and say, Lord, I pray that you'd fill me with your Holy Spirit, cover me with the blood of Christ, and bring me home safely to my pillow at night. So please embrace repetition. It's okay. And not just with our prayers, with our teachings to them as well. For example, I teach my sons about having an eternal perspective. I've done this at each age and stage of their life. And they may not be fully grasping it now, but over time it will sink in. For example, 2 weeks ago, I drove my boys to see my dad in East Texas. We passed by a cemetery. And I said, boys, do you see that cemetery? All those people, they had one shot to live for God, one shot to lay up treasure in heaven, one shot to live for Christ and to kick the ball down the Great Commission field. No, their turn is over, but we still have ours. But here's the thing. That's not going to be the only time I teach them that. I'm going to teach that to them, my goodness, at least twice a year. I'm going to find something in maybe when we're driving, something that pulls my attention, a verse from scripture perhaps, that I can reiterate that idea of having eternal perspective every chance I can. I'm going to double click on it. I promise you, passing by that cemetery will not be the last time I remind them about having an eternal perspective. And then an eternal perspective, living for heaven, not just for right now, is much better than having a temporal perspective. All right, number three, today, I want to give an encouragement to the moms and the dads listening. Never forget that our children are our main disciples, The Bible puts their spiritual development in our hands. Don't leave this up to someone at the church. Don't think they'll just pick up some Christian stuff along the way. Listen, it doesn't have to be fancy. You could just simply teach them what you're reading in the Bible. That could be your base level. When my boys wake up early, they come upstairs, they see me sitting here at my desk reading my Bible, because I have to do that before they wake up or it's a totally distracted time. Well, the other day, Josh came up the stairs and I said, Josh, I was just reading in Deuteronomy about how blessed the Israelite people were in Deuteronomy chapter 2. And I said, Josh, that's my hope for you, son, that God would be with you and he would bless you just like he did the Israelite people. So taking ownership of your child's spiritual development does not have to be scary. It does not have to be complicated. It could just be you teaching them what you're reading in the Bible. You can do this, but just put the basics in place. What are the basics? One, pray for your kids out loud. Pray for them what you would hope someone would pray for you, and then I'm sure you'll probably get it right. Number two, read the Bible and teach your children and your grandchildren what you are reading. Number three, plug into a great church with a solid biblical children's ministry. Volunteer in the kids' ministry so you can know what's being taught, and you can either learn for yourself if you didn't get it the first time around, or remind and reteach those items during the week in your children's lives. Four, go to a Christian bookstore or look online for Christian resources, buy them and read them for yourself and read them to your kids. You can do this. I don't want you to be intimidated, like thinking I don't have enough time or I don't know enough. No, no. With God on your side, leading and directing you, you can do this. And I'm always here to help you as well. All right, my friends. So there you have it. We got to keep praying for our kids out loud. Keep teaching them the basic concepts of Christianity and of walking with the Lord. Keep praying the same prayers. Remember, it's okay. Repetition's okay. And finally, you can do this. Doesn't have to be fancy. Use car time, use breakfast time, waking up in the morning to point your kids to the Lord. All right. As I wrap up, just a reminder, please make sure you've subscribed to this podcast, not just listen to it, but actually subscribe, so that you don't miss any of the great upcoming episodes. Also, if you've enjoyed these episodes, leave me a 5-star rating and a heartfelt review. Those will be just music to my ears. I will love reading them, but more importantly, they'll help other people understand what they might be able to get from this podcast. And finally, please point people to this podcast by sharing on your social media sites and actually texting a link to the show to your friends and to your family. When I do this with my friends, I encourage them to listen to this entire season. I'll say, hey, go back to season one. And remember that you don't have to have a podcast app to listen to these. All of them are found on my website on my podcast tab. If you've been particularly touched by an episode, please let me know by navigating to my website, LoriJoynerMinistries.org, and clicking the Contact Lori tab and dropping me a note. All right, my friends, before I pray, remember, next week I'm going to start the interviews, so you can be praying for me on that. I got to set up all this equipment. I've got to learn how to use some of it. I have 3 people that have already signed up to be interviewed. Now I'm just trying to deal with our schedules and finding a quiet time to interview them. So I'm excited about the future. I hope you are too. Let me pray. Lord Jesus, I pray that you would flood these parents' minds, these grandparents' minds, with your wisdom for their kids and their grandkids and their nieces and their nephews. Lord, I pray that you know all of our children. You know the best for each one of them. So I pray for your wisdom, Lord. I need your wisdom raising my children. I need your patience raising my children. I need your ideas and fun ways to communicate my love to them, to communicate your love for them and your plan. So, Father, we just surrender this entire parenting role to you and say, Lord, we need your help. We need your wisdom. We need your guidance. Thank you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit who lives in us, empowers us to be the parents that you want us to be. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Lori Joyner Ministry serves the global body of Christ with discipleship resources, publications, and ongoing coaching and consulting of discipleship ministries. To invite me to speak at your next event and to see a full list of my discipleship books and Bible studies and resources, please visit me at LoriJoynerMinistries.org.